SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A law enforcement official tells the AP that the gunman who killed two people at a bar in Austin, Texas, early Sunday was wearing a sweatshirt that said property of Allah and another shirt with an Iranian flag design. The gunman is a 53-year-old male, originally from Senegal, West Africa. One of those sources tells the AP he came to the U.S. in 2006 and was a naturalized U.S. citizen. Now, the FBI says the shooting that left 14 others wounded is being investigated as a potential act of terrorism. The U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran disrupted flights across the Middle East and beyond yesterday.
Flights also stopped over the United Arab Emirates. That led to the closure of key hub airports in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Doha. The U.S.-Israeli attacks also led to the cancellation of more than 1,800 flights by major Middle Eastern carriers. Airlines are telling passengers to check status online and may offer waivers to help travelers rebook their flights if needed.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Recent statistics show that about one-third of deportations in the U.S. are voluntarily departures. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
This is happening because the Trump administration is encouraging people in this country illegally to leave voluntarily without the penalties associated with a formal removal order. In fact, they'll be given a bonus. Supporters of the president's immigration strategy say his policies are driving individuals to opt for voluntary departure rather than facing detention or potential deportation.
Many supporters also believe this trend will lead to safer communities and allow law enforcement officers to redirect their resources to tackling violent crimes. This is SRN News. A California lawmaker moves to protect churches.
Republican State Senator Shannon Grove has introduced a bill that would increase the penalties for disrupting a worship service. The legislation is a response to the recent invasion of a Minnesota church by protesters opposed to President Trump's immigration policies. Grove's bill would impose felony penalties, including fines of up to $5,000 and 16 months in jail. Other states are considering similar measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Sri Lanka have arrested the country's former intelligence chief in connection with suicide bomb attacks on Easter Sunday in 2019 that targeted several churches and killed nearly 270 people. The attacks were believed to be inspired by ISIS. Suresh Sally was arrested by the country's criminal investigation department and is accused of lapses that helped the terrorists carry out their plans. This is SRN News. Something was lost in translation.
Callers to Washington State's driver's license agency who select automated service in Spanish have instead been hearing an AI voice speaking English with a strong Spanish accent. The voice slipped Spanish numbers into key phrases. A recording of the odd-sounding accent drew attention on social media, and one person described the experience as hilarious, absurd, and like a scene out of Parks and Recreation. The Department of Licensing has apologized and says it fixed the problem. Keith Peters reporting.
Authorities say at least 22 people were killed and more than 120 wounded in clashes with police on Sunday after protesters tried to storm the U.S. consulate in the Pakistani port city of Karachi and U.N. offices in the north of the country. The violence came after the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran and killed the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini. More details, SRNnews.com.